Hi, I'm Mark Maron. I'm here with Sue Ellicott and Mark Riley. Good morning to you out there. It is now 21 past the hour, and it's time for our exclusive look into the presidential day planner, President Bush's day planner for Friday, April 25th. This comes right off of whitehouse.gov. It's his day planner. 8 o'clock a.m., the president. Almost outrun Mothra, then wake up. 8:01 a.m., initiate moisture check. God, what does that even mean? 9 a.m., pack inflatable toys for trip to Florida. Rehearse phrase in Spanish. Carry va increaser su taxos. Muy grande, muy grande.
Nice accent. Yeah.
Noon, speak at Nature Preserve in Naples, Florida. Tell crowd, I believe in rights for manatees and all other indigenous peoples. 2:30 p.m., call Brother Jeb. Check progress of Operation Eliminate Negro Vote.
Ouch!
2:45 p.m., work with campaign advisors to come up with new secret name for Florida Election Swindle Part 2. 5:30 p.m., attend Victory 2004 reception in Coral Gables, Florida. Tell everyone plans for Florida Election Swindle Part 2. 6 to 9 p.m., mini vacation.
Uh-oh.
11 p.m., give status report about human race to evil leader Zarkon in the fifth quadrant, Galaxy 9. That's a big day for the big president.
Muy bien. Muy bien, George.
Yes.
Muy bueno. Can you say bueno? Can you say muy bueno or muy bien?
Muy bueno would be an adjective, then you have to put a noun after it.
Muy bueno huevos?
Muy buenos taxos.
Muy buenos taxos.
Yes.
Very good taxes.
Very good taxes.
My brother can speak the Spanish. I can't.
It's a good language to, you know, mix up with English. It sounds very convincing.
Do you want to know what I did in high school? I actually got out of my language requirement because I was so afraid that, you know, I just couldn't deal with studying language. I can barely handle English grammar. So I took, like, the retarded test. You could take a test that would, you know, that would prove you to be incapable of learning a language.
Really?
Yeah.
My brother did that by getting 5% for his French exam. I think that proved him incapable.
Yeah, I did it, and I was able to dodge it. I'm sort of sorry I did
that. What did they do? They read something to you and asked you to repeat it, and you couldn't do it, and that labeled you as linguistically dysfunctional?
I don't know. It was like a written test, and in, you know, I just wrote things like, I not know this, you know, and I was able to get out of it.
Me not happy.
Me not happy.
Yo, Tarzan.
How use period?
I thought languages were fun. We had to learn Latin at the school I went to when we were 10. We thought it was great.
Oh, man, that is so far away from anything I can understand.
I took Latin for 3 years. I don't remember any of it.
I loved it. Then I took French and Spanish and German.
The only thing I thought was fun was, you know, drugs, girls, music. That was, I mean, never anything in school. Wait, but briefly, history. Briefly.
Yeah. I enjoyed this. Wait a minute. You took French, Spanish. When did you have? You had PE?
I took Latin from when I was 10. We had to learn French. Everybody had to learn French.
God,
but when
so
I was
good,
12,
man.
I started learning German.
Wait a minute.
And then when I went to university, when I went to college, I studied languages. I hated speaking German. And so I switched and started learning Spanish from scratch when I was 19. We had to do two foreign languages on my university degree. I ended up speaking four languages. And they're all completely useless to me now.
My wife speaks a little German, a little Italian. She got us through Italy. She's German. She comes from a German family. Isn't
that fantastic, though? I think that all kids, everybody should learn another language.
I agree.
And young.
I regret I didn't learn one. I really do. So I just wanted to sniff on the air.
It's lovely.
Pretty soon I'll get the hang of that.
Here's a tissue.
Okay, thank you.
Or as it's a napkin.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Or is it a piece of paper?
Whatever, I'll just do it in my hand.
Here's my shirt.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Somebody run to the bathroom.